Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. It's really not about you. Romans 10, verse 12. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. It's really not about you. Ouch. That is neither heartwarming nor motivating if taken at face value. We are sinners in a sin-filled world who intentionally and unintentionally crave our own needs first. Think of the young children you serve. You can likely identify behaviors in them that no one taught them, but that demonstrate their sometimes desperate efforts to have their own needs met without consideration of those around them. While this may be a developmental stage for them, we are so often guilty of the same. Devoted. Dictionary.com defines this as zealous or ardent in attachment, loyalty, or affection. If you are devoted to someone, you have an exceptional focus on them. A devoted friend will be there in any circumstance, no matter what kind of inconvenience it may be for them. A devoted spouse puts the needs of their wife or husband ahead of theirs, even if it means giving up something for themselves. The ultimate devotion was that of Jesus to us. Oh my! When we think of what he set aside so that we can be children of God, forgiven sinners, heirs of heaven, it's overwhelming. We can be filled with gratitude that can't help but spill out to those around us. However, we know ourselves, and we know those around us. There's the ever-kind, ever-willing colleague that is easy to love and easy to be the recipient of our devotion. But we are sinners serving with sinners. Not everyone is as easy to love, easy to be devoted to. Some try our patience and seem to hinder rather than help our efforts. My heart to serve them, encourage them, put their needs above mine can be tested and challenged. I can share a long list of reasons to put my efforts elsewhere. Then I think of myself and how I must look to my Savior. I think of my failures and shortcomings. I think of how much Jesus set aside to put me first. How can I, with that grace given so freely, not do the same for others? When I look at those around me through the eyes of Jesus, I see someone redeemed at the same great cost that was paid for me. The Holy Spirit fills my heart with devotion toward Jesus and those around me. Imagine the impact of a caring, loving devotion to people around us and on the ministry in which we serve. May the Lord give us hearts of love, patience, encouragement, and devotion to one another. God will take care of our needs. We are blessed with the joy of serving others in His name. It's not about us. It's all about Jesus. We pray. Dear Jesus, when I think of the devotion you have for me and all people, I'm humbled and filled with gratitude that is difficult to put into words. Forgive me for times when I'm not loving or patient with those around me. Forgive me when I'm quick to put my needs ahead of others. Bless and motivate me with the joy of knowing you are my Savior and I am your child. In your name I pray to you. Amen. May the Lord bless your week.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.